This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, if you'd like to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also check us out on sonsoflibertyradio.com. The two pages are working together. Check that out. Tell us what your thoughts are. Again, folks, the information that we're giving to you is unprecedented. It gives you a knowledge of right and wrong, lawfully and constitutionally. And, of course, when I say lawfully, I'm talking about the Mosaic Institution in which we are founded upon through common law. And in saying that, friends, you can also check me out on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1. Phone lines will be accessible over the next hour, 1-866-233-0747. Again, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, we are turning talk radio into do radio. We're showing you our faith by our works. We're showing you that it can be done through the power of the Holy Ghost. And we know that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. And we've been doing ministry for 20 years, and we've done a lot in the process. And I just want to tell you, and I want to be the first one to tell you that God can use me to do what I've done thus far. You know what? Just imagine what he can do with you. So in saying that, again, check us out online. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others a measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, talking about that which is in someone else's head, we know that, you know, those that read the newspapers are, for the most part, they're uninformed. And those that do read the newspapers, you know, again, they are uninformed, but we also know that they're misinformed on purpose. And again, we go back to the state-run media knowing that they have a 21% approval rating. Even if it's that high, friends, people don't believe what they're actually advocating or promoting to these propagandists. And the state-run media is at it once again today, friends. Front page of the Minneapolis Star and Tribune. These fools are actually promoting that which brings forth our own country to demise. And what they said on the front page of the paper today was a national landmark being set that 60% of the states approve of homosexual marriage. Well, friends, again, they're lying to you in hopes that you'll believe them. They are useful idiots, so I don't want to go down that line and actually equate anybody that believes what they have to say to useful idiots, but you do need to understand that these people are being used. Socialists are always being used to bring forth communism, to implement a totalitarian government system, and at length they're the first ones killed off by that totalitarian government. And why is that? Because they'll say, well, if you would turn your own people over to us, you know, we can't trust you. And that is exactly the mindset that they are playing with. And, of course, that comes straight from the pit of hell. But, again, just keep in mind, friends, a landmark case through the state through the state-run media by the Supreme Court justices. Now, yesterday, the injustices, yesterday I spent some time on exposing Alina Kagan for queerifying Harvard, also bringing forth how she attacks her own military. And I also brought forth an article called The Fox and the Chicken Coop, Alina Kagan, Just in Time, to basically decide homosexual marriage throughout the United States of America. I also want to reiterate the fact that, folks, again, when you look at what's going on concerning the homosexual agenda, just keep in mind that they are there to upend your Constitution so that the people as a whole, not through so much by you agreeing to what they're doing, but your silence is agreeing, and it's giving consent to those that are actually using totalitarian methods to implement a totalitarian government to basically say that no longer are you ruled by God, now you're ruled by us. And as I've said so many times in the past, friends, it is a UN global agenda, this whole homosexual marriage issue. And we spent some time yesterday on Alina Kagan. Also keep in mind with Alina Kagan, she's never judged a case a day in her life, but yet she was promoted to such a high court. And I also want people to understand that when judges act out of their scope of authority, they act outside of good behavior, they are removable. And I know that you're told to the state-run media again that there's nothing that you can do concerning the Supreme Court justice. There's nothing you can do concerning Eric Holder. There's nothing that you can do concerning impeachment and drawing up the articles of impeachment concerning this criminal in office. Folks, that is completely unconstitutional. It is unlawful. In other words, it is a blatant lie. It is not true whatsoever. As I've said again, friends, they want you to get to the point where you just throw your hands up and say, what is there that we can do? I want you to understand that a good majority of the American people across the boards, from the East Coast to the West Coast, from Texas to Minnesota, are saying the same things that we are, friends, and they're just really laying back in hopes that you'll believe what the state-run media, that, again, most people say they don't believe, is actually saying. So what we're going to do is we're going to get on this radio show to the Homosexual Manifesto, a satire or reality. And interestingly enough, I was just doing a little Google search on the Homosexual Manifesto, and it's interesting that my name is the one that comes up. In other words, there's very far and few between that are actually awakening you to what's going on in your country. We see the professed church in America actually siding with the enemies of God, what God calls an abomination. They are befriending. Culture is changing them rather than by the power of the Holy Ghost, them changing culture. And then we can see why it leaks into government. And then we talked yesterday as well about the ICE investigation concerning the Defense Department of the United States of America, how 5,000 of them were actually busted downloading child pornography. And then you wonder why you have Muslims infiltrating your government, friends? You've got to be kidding me. We spent a little time on the lie of hate crimes, and we exposed some of these criminal mindsets concerning Barney Franks. Not only Barney Franks, but also John Barry. Not only John Barry, but also Kevin Jennings. Not only Kevin Jennings, friends, but also Dan Savage. And how he wants to make sure that all of his political opposition, in other words, those that don't agree with this homosexual radicalism, totalitarianism, again, friends, he wants to make sure that they're drugged behind a pickup truck until there's nothing, by a rope, until there's nothing left but the rope. By the way, that's the very definition of a hate crime concerning our government. All crime is motivated by hate. And then what we did is we just went down the line and we exposed the fact that it's not a civil rights issue, and how they always, the homosexual agendas, always talk about equality without the reference to law, which is about the most backwards, ridiculous thing that I've ever heard of in my life. Also keep in mind the states that are passing homosexual marriage, friends, keep in mind that they're doing it unlawfully because each state preamble acknowledges the right giver in every given state. In our constitutional republic. So much to talk about, but we're going to go to Homosexual Manifesto, satire or reality. And we also know Mr. Jerry Sandusky's, well, they're trying to actually say that, you know, he didn't commit a crime when he was violating all those boys. The pedophiles, they're trying to normalize pedophilia, friends. Okay? That's what's coming down the line if you continuously sit
down. Hi, this is Dr. Right. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and also check us out on Facebook, Bradley Dean. Phone lines are accessible, friends, 1-866-233-0747. It's interesting how everybody gets quiet on this topic, and it's the wrong topic for you to get quiet about. Folks, do you not realize that your lives begin to end the day that you become silent about the things that matter? And what matters right now is if anybody's not paying attention, I want to turn the lights on here for you and give you a little bit of a clue as to what's going on. Is anybody paying attention to the correlation of how the homosexuals are being used and how Sharia law is attempting to implement itself right behind the homosexuals? Is anybody paying attention to that? Is anybody paying attention to the fact that the homosexuals are not calling out the radical Muslims in the United States of America that are actually calling for their execution? Does anybody think it's a little weird that you have a representative, a congressman in the state of Minnesota, a radical Muslim who's sworn on the Quran, named Keith Ellison, that is the chairperson for the LGBT community? Does anybody think that's a little strange? Do we not understand that when we depart from God's laws, judgments, statutes, and commandments and the such, do we not understand that we open the door to what's taking place today in this country? When God gave his commandments, friends, they were warning signs for us. They're always for our good, not for our bad. Is anybody paying attention to what's going on in the Supreme Court? Yet we have the American people appealing to the Supreme Court, which is corrupt to the very core. Is anybody paying attention to the fact that everybody's talking about the branches on the tree across the boards concerning the conservatives and the professed Christians, yet no one's laying the axe to the root of the tree? Well, I propose that that's exactly what we do, is we lay the axe to the root of the tree. And the way to do that is to give you an understanding of the fact that everything that's transpiring in your country right now is corruption, and it is the act of a tyrannical administration through and through. And by the way, it wasn't just Barack Hussein Obama. It was the Bushes, and it was the Clintons as well. I hate to break it to some of you guys that are so stuck on your favorite politician, which is nothing less than idolatry, by the way. But this has been going on for a long time. The Homosexual Manifesto, is it a satire or a reality? You know, when I did a Google search on my name earlier, friends, this came up. I didn't see anybody else out there. I didn't say that anybody else wasn't out there or nobody else was out there actually exposing the crimes of nature concerning the homosexual communities. But I am saying that it was interesting that my name came up, and then I had all these little hit pieces by these supposed Christian lesbians and homosexuals and transvestites. Who has taught them that? Who has taught these people that they are going to heaven? They are heaven bound. Who has taught these people that they were born the way that they are rather than making a choice? Again, remember, sin is moral, not physical, friends. They can make the choice through the dispensation given unto them to make the right choice every step of the way. And if they make the wrong choice, then they end up in jail for their crimes against God's moral law. Remember, going back to our forefathers, remember that our forefathers told the purpose of government, they told the American people and to their posterity, and that posterity would be us, that their purpose was to restrain men from violating God's moral law. Remember in the 1960s, the state-run media, along with the Supreme Court of the United States, they said it was no longer permissible to pray to that God. Why would they want God out of the way, friends? Because they want to be God. But let's go over to the Homosexual Manifesto. Is it a satire or a reality? Well, not too long ago, friends, the Family Research Council released video footage of a guy named Floyd Corkins. He's a homosexual activist who walked into the lobby of the Family Research Council in August of 2012 with a semi-automatic pistol and backpack filled with 100 rounds of ammunition and 15 Chick-fil-A sandwiches. This homosexual shot the Family Research Council's security guard, Leo Johnson, who then successfully subdued him before he was taken into custody. And during an FBI interrogation, they're still good guys there, friends, Corkin stated that he intended to kill as many as possible and smear the Chick-fil-A sandwiches in victims' faces. Remember Chick-fil-A stood against gay marriage, homosexual marriage? Remember that? Remember how the homosexuals began to attack? Well, we have a prime example of the mask completely taken off. Floyd Corkins goes in there with a semi-automatic. He wants to shoot and kill as many people as he possibly can. And then smear Chick-fil-A sandwiches in their face. A prosecutor said that Corkins planned to leave FRC, Family Research Council, after the attack and go to another conservative group to continue the reign of terror. A handwritten list of three other groups was found with Corkins' belongings. An investigation of Corkins' computer found that he identified all of his targets on the Southern Poverty Law Center's website. Communist organization. Morris Dees, crook, from A to Z. It's also interesting to know that Morris Dees used to actually defend the KKK concerning their crimes against the black folks down south back in the 60s. Now the homosexuals are hiding behind the SPLC like they're, you know, God sent or something. And folks, what's interesting is even after the shooting at the FRC, the SPLC went so far as to put up an article on the front page of their website after the shooting in an attempt to heighten the Family Research Council's label as a hate group. You sick of this yet, friends? I'll know that you're serious about it when every one of these criminals are put in jail where they belong. Why they're out there? Unlawfully, again, is because the American people tolerate it. People complain about the American Civil Liberties Union. Well, folks, Roger Baldwin, the founder, said the end of the ACLU is communism, but people have known that since the 30s, and they laugh at it until they actually understand that they're not playing games. Well, I want to let you know, too, friends, I'm not playing games. There's a lot of righteous people in this land that aren't playing games. Folks, what's going on even today concerning what the Supreme Court is illegally doing once again, friends, and this criminal administration is once again doing, there's a different talk going across the airwaves. We must take care. We must be prudent. We must be lawful every step of the way. Going back to the homosexual satire or a reality. Another example of assault by the pro-homosexual lobby happened this not too long ago. The head of the Catholic Church in Belgium, Archbishop André Joseph Lenard, was participating in a debate on blasphemy laws at the ULB University in Brussels. While he was seated with his eyes closed in prayer, four topless lesbians representing the pro-abortion and homosexual group Femen began assaulting the Archbishop with shouts and curses while dousing him with water in bottles shaped like the Virgin Mary. The women disrobed to reveal their black-painted mockery slogans on their bare chests and backs, such as, "My body, my rules." They also held signs reading, "Stop homophobia." Did you not hear what took place in Michigan not too long ago? We had some teenage lesbians, they think they're lesbians, actually go inside of the church and attack the church until the pastor went and sat down and let them do what they were going to do. Wow. You know, their friends were actually bearing a sign together as they were walking down. It looked like they were trying to set up a parade, but nobody followed except them. That sounds like the homosexual agenda, and that sounds like the population, very small. But it said these homofascists kill. In other words, they were calling themselves killers, these homosexuals. Why the attacks? Well, friends, that's all you have to do is look behind the facade. Back in 1987, the Gay Manifesto was published by Michael Swift in the Gay Community News on February 15th through the 21st, 1987. It was also interjected into the congressional record, omitting the preface, which I have added below. And I'll read that to you in just a minute here, showing that Congress is well aware of this content. Of course they are. Folks, have you not heard of Boys Town? Have you not heard of Conspiracy of Silence? Were these orphans in Omaha, Nebraska? Were in a Catholic home and they were sold off by these priests into pedophilia sex rings in Washington, D.C.? Well, if you watch, friends, Conspiracy of Silence, you'll hear right from the young people that were used as sexual objects for these politicians as to who they are and what they're guilty of. Folks, the apple does not fall too far from the tree. If you have crime, it means the government is tolerating it. And if the government is tolerating it, because it's because the church tolerates it. And if the church tolerates it, you know that the people are tolerating it. We're going to come right back after this break. 1-866-233-0747.
Imagine looking in the mirror and to your surprise, you look 10 years younger. How would it make you feel? Looking younger can be your reality with our breakthrough anti-aging formula that's clinically proven to visibly and dramatically improve wrinkles, lines, and skin tone. Call 1-844-500-0815. That's 1-844-500-0815. Or visit ImagineLookingYounger.com.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm calling you to take cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them. Help
the first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Well, back to Homosexual Manifesto. Again, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Talking about the Homosexual Manifesto, satire or reality, friends. As you can see over the last couple of days, there's nothing upright about their conduct. It's always wisdom on our behalf to listen to what God says is good and what is bad, what to do and what not to do. I just shared with you right before the last break. In 1987, the Gay Manifesto was published by Michael Swift into the Gay Community News on February 15th to the 21st, 1987. As well, it was also interjected into the Congressional Record, omitting the preface, which I'm going to read to you right now. This is Michael Swift's preface, talking about, is this a satire or is this a reality? He said, this essay is an outrage, madness, a tragic, cruel fantasy, an eruption of inner rage on how the oppressed desperately dream of being the oppressor. Listen again, on how the oppressed desperately dream of being the oppressor. I think he just told you exactly what it's all about. How the oppressed desperately dream of being the oppressor. What have they become, friends? You were warned in 1987. Well, you were actually warned through the Word of God, and there's no excuse as to why we don't know that, because in every hotel we can get one of those guys, right? The sad part about it is there's so much dust on some of your Bibles, I could actually write damnation with the tip of my finger on the top of it. So I lay this to your candor. You decide if this is merely a satire or if this is actually being played out in reality. Well, I don't think it takes a genius to figure out exactly what's going on today. It is a reality. And before I get to the Gay Manifesto, I just wanted to share some news with you. And notice again, friends, how this is all going together. The nation's toughest anti-pedophilia laws are unfair to pedophiles, according to an op-ed published by the New York Times editors. One can live with pedophilia and not act on it, says Margot Kaplan, an entrepreneurial assistant law professor at Rutgers University and a former lawyer for, listen carefully, the American Civil Liberties Union. Tragically, the roughly 1% of people who are sexually attracted to children must hide their disorder from everyone they know or risk losing educational and job opportunities. No, they forfeit them. I go on. And face the prospect of harassment and even violence. Really? From who? Those that they violate? Well, then they've got it coming. An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, a blow for a blow, a wound for a wound. A life for a life. Friends, I have a friend who's an investigator in one of the counties not too far away from my home who told me, Bradley, pedophiles are the nicest people in the world to your face. He said, but don't ever turn your back on them. And then he went on to say this. He said, you cannot rehabilitate them, people. And I said to him, I know that. You know, I'm going to tell you why I know that? Because they've crossed the line. They've crossed spiritual lines, and you are to deliver these people to justice. Jesus said, it's better for you to take a millstone and wrap it around your own neck and cast yourself into the sea rather than to offend one of these little ones. And is it not interesting, friends, that when I read the Bible, I can find nowhere in Scripture anybody even daring the justice of God by violating a young child? Nowhere. Oh, and that justice that I was talking about? Well, we all know what happened to the guy that, well, he was actually a friend of the family. He came over and he seen a man's daughter, speaking of heterosex, which I condemn just as much, friends, of course. But it's interesting how this man just thought he was going to take the man's little girl, the little daughter, and go ahead and violate her. Well, daddy caught on to it and he took the man out. And the judge, when standing in court, justified the lawful retaliation. That's right. That's exactly right. Because, folks, most people that you even look at their kids the wrong way, it's not a very good idea to do that. Because there's a lot of daddies and a lot of mommies that are involved in their children's lives. And now you have, you have those that are bold enough and emboldened because of people's tolerance to now come forward and say, you know what, they can go ahead and be pedophiles just as long as they don't act it out. Hey, folks, let me say it this way. You have to feed that monster. You know, it's interesting. Jesus said, even if you look at a man or a woman to lust after him, you've already committed adultery with them in your heart. He said, even to look. Isn't it also interesting? Jesus said that we're to take every thought captive and make it obedient to the word of Christ. Every thought. Do you realize, friends, that we're going to have to give an account for our thought life? And those things that come out of the abundance of our heart when our mouth speaks, we're going to have to give an account for all of that. Folks, it goes to the thought before the living God, not the act. This supposed professor said, Kaplan says criminal law should be changed so that pedophiles are only stigmatized or denied jobs if law school graduates agree that they pose a direct threat to children. Isn't it interesting, friends? I challenge you to go online with me and do a Bradley Dean Google search and look at all these bloggers who strain at the net and swallow the camel. And, of course, what they're doing is they're just trying to defend themselves because this is what I'm dealing with out there, these criminals that they are. Isn't it interesting that they demonize me for the very things that I'm telling you right now and they're trying to discredit it, yet I just got this off of the mainstream media. And going back, even going back some time into New York schools, I know that there were teachers that were committing crimes against children and even teaching them pedophilia, bestiality, so on and so forth. Crimes were committed, friends. And I remember they came after me and, you know, they try to demonize me and they try to polarize me and they try to get everybody to believe that I'm just way out there. No, they don't want you to realize, friends, they're way out there. They're really way out there. You know, and I don't know how many more individuals in official capacity or in public life that have been, you know, demasked or unmasked. You know, and this comes to the thought, too, even how many actors have come out in Hollywood and have told you that they were violated as children from these producers and these directors in Hollywood. And how many of these young actors and actresses that have been violated have actually taken themselves out because of the violation? And why? Because justice was never done on their part. Don't you remember Jerry Sandusky, Penn State, violating little boys? Well, on the cover of the article that I'm reading right now, that's a picture of Jerry Sandusky. The pedophiles and the radical homosexuals and criminals in government are trying to get you to sympathize with guys like Jerry Sandusky. But do your best to overlook all of the little boys that were violated by this pedophile, by this monster. And for all those that just keep turning their other cheek concerning the homosexual agenda, now let me ask you something. I've been blowing this off the rooftops for the last 12 years. Now, how many can actually say, Bradley, you know what? You told us this 12 years ago. We're sitting in it. Yep, there it comes again. I told you so. I mean, sometimes people act like I know what's going on in the sense of, hey, I came up with this idea and I'm just out there telling you all this stuff going on with the radical homosexuals or any other topic that I'm talking about because it's a good idea. No, the Lord is very faithful to warn his people what's coming down the line. That's why there is prophetic ministries out there. I'm not talking about loons. I'm not talking about false prophets that are prophesying peace. Nope. I'm talking about those that understand. Is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord, like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces? Yeah, those are the kind. I get it. I understand. Because we all understand if they speak not according to the law and to the testimony, it's because there is no light in them. But folks, I am telling you, I've been speaking according to the law by the Holy Ghost. And I am telling you, I am walking according to the testimony. And I am telling you again today, friends, it is an absolute manifestation of what it's been really about. And see, by the way, they want you to believe that it is a satire. So that gives them enough time to go ahead and try to browbeat anybody that doesn't agree with them until it becomes a reality. You see that? Now, what I'm going to do over the next couple minutes is I want to read the Gay Manifesto. And you tell me if this is a satire or if it's really happening, okay? The first sentence before I take the next break. Again, published in Gay Community News, February 15th to the 21st, 1987, and also put into the Congressional Record by Michael Swift. The first sentence. We shall sodomize your sons, emblems of your feeble masculinity. Of your shallow dreams and vulgar lies, we shall seduce them in your schools, in your gymnasiums, in your locker rooms, in your sports arenas, in your seminaries, in your youth groups, in your movie theater bathrooms, in your army bunkhouses, in your truck stops, in all your male clubs, in your House of Congress. Wherever men are with men together, your sons shall become our minions and do our biddings. They will be recast into our image. They will come to crave and adore us. How much of that I just read first concerning the first sentence of the Homosexual Manifesto is the threat that's put on society by a corrupt administration today if you don't agree with them? We know in California, you know, they have these gender bathrooms. In other words, you can't say it's a boy's bathroom or if it's a girl's bathroom. Said that criminal in California, Mr. Brown, who needs to be thrown in prison for the rest of his life. Or what about the army bunkhouses? We know that 60% of the violations in the military now, friends, is men-on-men violations. Congress, why are they quiet? Well, they've been cracked open, wide open, by this ministry time and time again for their pedophilia acts, and also going back to the ICE investigation, also going back to Barney Franks. Already said that. We're going to go on. Right
at
when we come
the
back.
Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. all we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Well, this is Dr. Stan from Radio Liberty, and I want to take this opportunity to recommend Bradley Dean. I'm very impressed by him. He's articulate, and he has a tremendous grasp of the spiritual battle that's being waged today for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. I recommend him and hope you will listen to him on a regular basis.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
The feds are trying to ban your right to own body armor. It is crucial to purchase your body armor before it is too late and another one of your rights are taken away. KD Armor has the most affordable level 3 armor on the market today. KD Armor withstands up to 7.62 NATO rounds. Don't have your own body armor yet? Hurry before it's too late. Order yours at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it. Get some. We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tab or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Okay. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, I'm going to read this first sentence. I'm going to take some phone calls really quick, but I want to get back to it because it's important that you understand that you are under attack by the homosexual radicals. They call it the homosexual mafia now. Wow. Michael Swift, they want to get you to believe that it's a satire. He said, if you dare to cry faggot, fairy, queer at us, we will stab you in your cowardly hearts and defile your dead, puny bodies. We will unmask the powerful homosexuals who masquerade as heterosexuals. You will be shocked and frightened when you find that your presidents and their sons, remember the first homosexual president? You know, they call him Bathhouse Barry. He goes, that when you find your presidents and their sons, your industrialists, your senators, your mayors, your generals, your athletes, your film stars, your television personalities, your civic leaders, your priests are not the safe, familiar, heterosexual figures you assumed them to be. Michael goes on, we are everywhere. We have infiltrated your ranks. Be careful when you speak of homosexuals because we are always among you. We may be sitting across the desk from you. We may be sleeping in the same bed with you. There will be no compromises. We are not middle-class weaklings, highly intelligent. We are the natural aristocrats of the human race, and steely-minded aristocrats never settle for less. They who oppose us will be exiled. Reading the Gay Manifesto, friends, is this what you're seeing today in America? I know it is. I know it is. And again, friends, I'm laughing because of the ridiculousness of the American people that are still turning the other cheek concerning what's going on. And look at the degree that they have gone. Yesterday, I shared with you a friend of mine in North Carolina is running for representative there. He found out that the transvestites concerning this criminal administration appointed by him are actually trying to teach kids to have two daddies, two mommies, how to use sex toys. Yes, preschool, friends. We got Pete calling from California. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing excellent. I haven't called for a while because I've been busy with college, but I'll tell you something, man. We have to watch this film class, and, like, we saw the Dallas Buyers Club last week. I didn't want to watch it because I knew what it was about, you know, without even watching it. And this movie was about AIDS and people basically saying, oh, I'm going to die anyway, so I'm going to do whatever I want. I don't need God, and I don't need to chill out on the being a freak. I need to just take this pill, and that's fine. And the whole pro-homosexual, let's just live life, you know, the humanistic thing was ridiculous. And you know, it's crazy, in the super liberal state, Brad, you know, it's super wealthy and stuff, but you'd hate it. I mean, you would absolutely hate it, because, I mean, yeah, I'm very fortunate that I'm able, as a conservative pastor, to go out there and say what I want still, but it's illegal, basically. Mm-hmm. They're going to make it a hate crime to speak out. You know, if you speak the gospel, it's a hate crime.
You know what? Here, let me say something to that, though, because I want to encourage you and I want to encourage our friends. I was doing an interview this last week, and a lady called in, and she said, well, if 90% of us are God-fearing people, then why would
we're
God... you're right, but this is her point. If 90% of us are God-fearing people in this country, that's what she was led to believe, and then she said, why would God judge his country? I said, because the 90% allow the 10%. I said, but you're giving them too much credit because it's actually less than 1.7%. Does that prove my point? And end of story. Why the American people are sitting down when they should be standing up right now and dealing with what's going on in this country is going to preserve and safe vouch their country and their posterity's future. But if they don't, they're going to lose everything. And that's the choice the American people have to make today.
I think Deuteronomy 28, I think we're there. I believe personally we're reprobate, but it's not too late for individuals. But I believe that it's coming. The reason why we see everything happening the way it is, because prophecy has to be fulfilled. But also, you know, God tells you what's going to happen. And because we're idolaters, and I'm 26 years old, because of three generations or four in the past, at least, of idol worship, you know, God's tearing things to shreds. Homosexuality and people doing nothing. I think apathy was one of the curses, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, yeah.
Because everything's going to be cursed.
Well,
the reason we allow this is because most people are godless. I'm part of the remnant. You're part of the remnant. But most people would rather have sports be their God. Now we're suddenly afraid that jihad wants to kill us.
Yep.
You know, well, at least they're going to stand up against these queers, if you will. At least they're going to say, you know.
Right.
But we won't, you know. And the pulpits are silent. And we have the audacity to say that we serve Jesus Christ.
Right.
But we're not going to stand up for him, you know.
You know,
we're just going to go to the pulpit pimp on Sunday. And, you know, that's okay, you know. I can do whatever. And then when a lot of people knock on the door that day, he's going to say, get out of here. I don't know who you are. Have a nice day.
Mm-hmm. Well, because they tolerate it. That's right. They receive not the love of the truth. But I want to make a point here again as well, Pete, is the fact that while men slept, the enemy sowed tares. See, that excuse and that rug is pulled from the American people because they're doing this while they're wide awake. So how much more? Oh, now here, let me just say this, though. You know, I'm not a pessimistic kind of a guy when it comes to what's going on here. I also believe God allows the American people to put their to have their backs up against the wall, and I'm talking about those people that fear Him, a filial fear, because they love Him for the very purpose that we have an opportunity to prove our God. And by the way, that is American history. And I believe we can do that again. I don't know how that's going to come to play, but it's in me, my friend. And we got to believe because we have the faith that overcomes the world. And the Bible says, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. We can do this. And keep in mind, our forefathers, they had their backs up against the wall. They were the ones that said, we got to take a leap in the dark. And they did that, and God was with them in the process.
If that's God's will, then thy will be done. But if not, you know what? Then thy will be done as well.
Amen.
You know, it's coming.
I appreciate your phone call, man, for the sake of time. We got about 3 minutes. Friends, we are again. Guys, we got to get on the other side of this. We got to get our feet on top of the mountain. We got to get our feet through the revelation bestowed upon us by the Spirit of Christ that the gates of hell shall not prevail. Because when we talk in agreement or we ally ourselves in conversation with the enemy that they're winning the day, this is where the American people undo themselves. I'm simply showing you what the American people are tolerating. God is showing you what he's not tolerating by allowing these judgments to fall upon the American people. But he's still looking for those that will stand in the gap for our future posterity. My goodness, friends, that is history. God has always spared. And I believe if he did it for our forefathers, he'll do it for us. But we got to quit giving our conversation over to the enemy. We got to expose the enemy. We got to show you first and foremost that what we're talking about, the topic concerning homosexuals, homosexuality, it's an abomination. There's no getting away from it. I have shown you the fruit on the fruit of the tree of the whole homosexual agenda. It's nothing but corrupt. There's nothing upright. There's nothing truthful. There is nothing that they do in accordance with God's government to establish what they are attempting. What it comes down to is they're trying to attempt to justify themselves before the people as they violate the people that they want to violate. I'm going to end with this because, again, we're talking about the Gay Manifesto, which was delivered to Congress. It's in the Congressional Record, and it was also published in Gay Community in February of 1987. For 1 week, it was in the paper. He said, "We shall rewrite your history. History filled and debased with your heterosexual lies and distortions. We shall betray the homosexuals and the homosexuality of great leaders and thinkers who have shaped the world. We will demonstrate that homosexuality and intelligent imagination are inextricably linked, and that homosexuality is a requirement of true nobility, true beauty in a man." Do you understand why these are called crimes against nature, friends? Maybe this will help you understand. "We shall be victorious," said Michael Swift, "because we are filled with ferocious bitterness of the oppressed who have been forced to play seemingly bitter parts in your dumb heterosexual shows throughout the age." He goes on, "We are too capable of firing guns and manning the barricades of the ultimate revolution." He ends it with this. "Tremble, heterosexuals, we shall appear before you without our masks. We shall appear before you without our masks." Folks, mask off. Their masks are all the way off. Keep in mind, folks, going back to George Bush, though not everybody blames just Obama, really what it comes down to is me blaming the American people for tolerating it in the first place, saith the Lord. Not Bradley. Remember George Bush? Everybody thought he was a Christian man. Oh, little do they know about the history of the Bush regime and crime syndicate. But it's interesting when you look at Mr. George Bush right after he left his post, all of a sudden his wife came out in agreement, and did George Sr. Bush come out and go to homosexual marriages. For those that did not know, George W. Bush advocated gay marriage more than any president all the way up to Obama. Be right back.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.